is Daf Kuf Vav. We are on Kuf Vav. Omar Aleph, I believe.
Yep.
So by the words Tana Rabbanan. So today's, like I said before, today's Daf is just major sugyas in Hilchos Kiddush, Hilchos Avdalah. So Tana, first sugya is basically that you get to is this Kiddush D'Oraisa the Rabbanan. So the sugya here is to see what part of Kiddush is D'Oraisa. We'll see a little bit of it. So Tana Rabbanan, he went to Nebraisa. The pasuk says Zachor es Yom HaShabbos LaKadosho. Remember the day of Shabbos and sanctify it. So the Nekod Rasha over here is Zachrei Aliyin. It's a cryptic brisa. Zachrei Aliyin. You have to remember Shabbos on with wine. You should be Mekadesh the Shabbos Kadosho with wine. Seemingly here that Kiddush on wine is a drasha via D'Oraisa. Then the brisa continues. Ainly, I still don't know Ela Bayom. That I have to make Kiddush during the day. Because it's Zachor is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho. Balayla Minayin. How do I know that I have to make Kiddush at night? Tamid Omar, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho. Same Pasuk. But LeKadosho, I guess from the word LeKadosho, is that you have to make Kaddish at the beginning. You have to make Kaddish Shabbos when it starts.
Okay.
So, well, sorry? Okay. So Gemara asks differently, but the Gemara says, wait a second. Balayla Minayin? For the Brisa says that it assumes that the daytime has the Kiddush, and then we're looking for a source at night. Balayla minayin, adarab. On the contrary, we know ikra kiddusha balaylahu. The ikra kiddush, the way main time to sanctify the day is when it starts. Maybe it's what you're saying is balaylahu. Dechi kaddish tchilas yoma balay kiddushay. Because when you want to kaddish something, you want to sanctify something, you sanctify at the outset. What's the outset? The outset's the beginning of Shabbos, which is at night. Right. So Gemara says that's question number one on the Braisa. So question number two, Vesu and more. How about this? It says Balayla Minayin. Right. You said Balayla Minayin. You asked the Braisa, when do we know? How do we know the night? How do we know the night? Tamiloma Zachor is Yom. Remember the day. So he says Tana Mehadra Laila. The Braisa, the author of the Braisa, is looking for a source to teach you that the night is Kiddush at the night time. Right, the Kanasiv Lakodim Yamama. And it brings you a pasuk that discusses the day. So what's going on with this Brisa? So the Gemara says, Haki Ka'amar. This is how you have to interpret the Brisa. Haki Ka'amar. So the Brisa goes as follows. Zachor Shema Shabbos Lakacho, remember the day of Shabbos and sanctify it. You hear from you can see from here, Zachrei Olayim Bichini Soso. Sanctify it with wine when it enters, when the day begins, because that's Kiddush Balayla, because Likacho, you never sanctify something at the outset, sanctify it at the day, at the night, in the beginning of Shabbos, with wine. Eli El Balayla, I only know to do this at night, by Yom Minayin, flip it around, how do I know to do it during the day, by Yom Minayin? Tamaloma, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos Likacho. Not just Zachor is Shabbos Likacho, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos Likacho. So Likacho is the night, Yom is the day, so therefore you have to make Kiddush both at night, both during the day. Seems from here, Rasha seems to be, and Pashas of the Pasuk is that there is a Chiyuv de Oraisa to make Kiddush on wine both at night and during the day, which is not the mainstream sheet of Rishonim. There are sheets of Rishonim who say that the Kiddush on wine is de Oraisa, but it's usually at night. That's based on the Gemara in Nazir. On Daf Gimel, the Gemara in Nazir there says, someone takes a Neder to be a Nazir, and he was a Nazir. So the Gemara then says, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says that you have to do something for Yayin Mitzvah and Yayin Rishus. So the Gemara then says, "What is Yayin Mitzvah?" So he says, "Kiddush and Havdalah." They say, "Kiddush Havdalah is Mushba Va'Omer Mehar Sinai." You can't take a net there on to not allow you to drink Kiddush and Havdalah. It's Mushba Va'Omer Mehar Sinai. Seems to indicate from that Gemara that it's that the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah, taking a Nazirus vow on wine wouldn't ask you from Kiddush and Havdalah wine, because that's already Mushma Vom Har Sinai, which seems to indicate that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So that's the shita that would use this Gemara as a source as well. Let's look at Tosos. Tosos says Zachrei Olayayin. So where do we get Zachrei Yom HaShabbos Kadosho? Zachrei means on wine. Where do you get that? It doesn't say wine in the pasuk anywhere. It just says remember it. So Tosos says Zachrei Olayayin. The Zechira Ksiv Al Yayin. He says there are certain places in Tanakh where Zechira is written Legabe wine. Number one, Pasuk in Hoshaya, it says Zachru Kiyayin Livanon. Right? It also says Naskira Dodech Mishir, which is in Shir Shirim. Vahai Zechira, this Zechira, Hainu Kiddush, this Kiddush, it's making the Kiddush. Devayachulu, Devayachulu Shemai Varon Sukhotsunus in the beginning, Devayachulu, Lo Matsino Al Kos. That you don't see it, that's nothing, Bracha on the Kos. Ela Betvila. So if you're something to say during davening, kid amar b'shabbos, or kid amar shabbos, v'lo niskan al kos el hotzi banov bnei beso. You only put, say it on the coast because you want to say that to be motzi people at home, because we say it on shul, we want to go to people at home. Umasha regdiling alom lo vayichul achar tzvila b'kol ram. And why do we say vayichul out loud in shul? Why do we say vayichul out loud in shul? Hayinu mishum yontav shechal yos b'shabbos. That's because we say that on yontav shechal yos b'shabbos, again, this year, because because we say Atobr Chartanu in Shmona Esrei, and we don't say Vayichulu in Shmona Esrei. Vein Omer Vayichulu b'Tzvila, b'Tiknu Nami Lomar b'Chol Shabbos al Shlo L'Chalik. So therefore, since on Shabbos that's on Yom Tov, we don't say Vayichulu. We say Vayichulu out loud. So to all Shabbosos, we say it out loud. Tosfos gives that. And now he says, arguing what I said before, he says Venira seems to me. Tosfos says the Kiddush al Yayin Asmachtehi, Kiddush on wine. Is only an asmachta, meaning it's not a din d'oraisa against the Gemara and Nazir, right? Rabbi Tam reinterprets that Gemara and Nazir. V'hada amar misha mesu, it says in the Gemara in Brachos, nashim chayovus b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah, that nashim women are chayov in kiddush midoraisa, hayu dafka kiddush hayom. That's just kiddush. Kiddush itself is what's d'oraisa. Avalala yayin lo have el midorabanan. So that's another sheet that says that kiddush might be d'oraisa, but saying it on the wine might be d'rabanan, which seems to be also a better way to learn the pasuk. Because the pasuk says Zachar Shomer Shabbos Akadsho, so I say Kiddush. Alayayin would come in these according to Tosos, bring these psukim from Shir Shirim and Oshaya. Not so clear that the pasuk is actually discussing wine, right? Kiddush Bereish Nazir. He says Alayayin Lo Habei Elmi Darbanan. Here he quotes the Gemara Nazir. He reinterprets Kiddush Bereish Nazir. The Kamar Miyayin V'Sheicha Yazir. Right, when he says I'm going to be a Nazir, I'm not going to drink wine or beer. La Aser Yayin Mitzvah. The Aser Yayin that is a mitzvah. Kiyayin Rishus, just like Yayin Rishus, who Parach, the Gemara says, my nihi, Kiddush Avdala? So he says that Gemara is a rhetorical question. What's Yayin Mitzvah? Kiddush Avdala? That's not Yayin Mitzvah. Mushma Vomer Var Sinai, who? Are you really Mushma Vomer Var Sinai to drink Yayin and Kiddush Avdala? More is a rhetorical question, reinterprets the Gemara. Right? So the Gemara says, the Ode Matzinot on the bottom, Ode Matzinot Lomer, the Kiddush Al Yayin, the Var Torah, right? He says maybe Kiddush on wine is Dvar Torah, but Hada Amar Mevarit Sorok Shayitom Zem Midorbanan. Third Shita is that maybe Kiddush on wine is the Oraisa, but having to drink it is only the Rabbanan. So those three Shitos. Shitos have Shita number one, Kiddush on wine is the Oraisa. Shita number two, Kiddush on wine and drinking the wine is the Oraisa. Shita number two is Kiddush on wine is the Oraisa, but the drinking is the Rabbanan. Kiddush number three is Kiddush is the Oraisa, but the Kiddush on wine is the Rabbanan. So you spend couple days on that sugya. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Bayo my mevarich, what bracha do you make in the kiddush during the day? What's the bracha you make during the day?" So the Gemara says, "Amr of Yehuda, bori priya gafen. Kiddush during the day is bracha tashem v'kein melacham, bori priya gafen. Why is that different than any other time you make a birchas nanin on wine? Again, a whole other sugya. The Salavetchik dedicated two or three yortzeit shiurim for his father." On the ideas of Kiddush and Abdullah, it's in the second chalik of Shirin Mosecha Abamari. A lot of lundas in here. So it says, Bori Priya Gafen. So Rav Ashi Ikla L'Mechoza. So Rav Ashi went to the city of Mechoza. Amrulei, so the people of the city said to him, hey, you make Kiddush. L'Kadish L'Mar, Kiddush Rabba. Our master, you make the great Kiddush during the day. So now he's confused. Why is it called the great Kiddush? He doesn't know what they hold or what you're supposed to say. So he says, Havulei, so he say, gave him the coast. Savar, he says like this, Ma'inigu, what's Kiddush Rabba, the great Kiddush? So some say Kiddush Rabba means it's just being sarcastic. Kiddush Rabba because it's just this one Bori Priya Gafen. I'll say Kiddush Rabba for other things. Okay, so Ma'inigu, Kiddush Rabba. So Amr, he says to himself, Michte, let's see. Kola Brachos Kula and Bori Priya Gafen. Every other Kiddush, you start with Bori Priya Gafen. That's the first line. We had the Baikulu in the beginning, but all of Kiddushim, we start with Bori Priya Gafen. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to say Bori Priya Gafen, I'm going to extend the bracha of Bori Priya Gafen, and I'm going to look around to see what everybody's reaction is. And if people just stand there waiting, then I'll have to continue and say the rest of Kiddush. If people just start getting ready to drink, then I know I'm done, and I'm Yotze. So he says, that's what he does, he says, Kol brachos kulam Bori Priya Gafen, Amar Bereisha. So Amar Bori Priya Gafen, the Agidbe, he says the bracha Bori Priya Gafen, and he schlepped it out a little bit. Chazei lahu sava, he sees this one elder person, the Gachin Vishasi. So as he's finishing, you know, as he's stretching it out, the older man is bending over, getting ready to drink from his cup. So he says, oh, I'm done. He's saying, I must be done because he's getting ready to drink. So Kari Nashe, so he called himself Hachacham Eina Verosho. The wise man, his eyes are in his head. He called himself, he gave himself a pat on the back, for figuring something out. Okay, so now we have to figure out a few questions over here. Number one, Tosfos says, how is this person drinking the kos, drinking his own kos before the guy making kiddush is drinking? Right, so Tosfos says, in Tomar, the beperek shlosha sha'achlu arminon ein hamasubim rishayim litom atche yitam avarech. Gemara and Brachos, that says that those who are sitting around can't taste until the person making the bracha tastes. What? No, but then how was it a proof? He just jumped the gun, but he still was getting ready to drink because he knew that's the end of the bracha. He says, V'yesh lomar, Tosfos is in one answer, he says, V'yesh lomar, that gemara in brachos, da'hayru dafka behamotzi. That's by hamotzi, shesharech lechol. You have to, because by hamotzi, the person making the hamotzi has to actually eat. By kiddush, we say yotzamotzi. The idea is that somebody who made kiddush already can make kiddush for somebody else, and the person making the kiddush doesn't necessarily have to drink it. Somebody else can drink the wine. You, if you were ready yotze, you don't have to drink the wine. Yotze for somebody else, let them drink it. So maybe over here also. So therefore, the idea that you have to wait for the person making kiddush to drink may not apply. Right, the Mir Peg Roll based in, it says in where Shana Lo Yifros Adam Prusa La Archim, you can't give out a piece of bread to the guests, El Im Kane Ochli Mayan, unless you eat. Hilkach Sarik Lahatim Achi Yitom Hamivar. So therefore by bread, you have something yotzi with hamotzi, you have to wait till the person making the bracha eats. Aval Kiddush, when it comes to Kiddush, she ain't chovelish tos lahamivarich. There's no obligation for the person making Kiddush to drink, so ain't Sarik Lahamtin. Maybe you don't have to wait. Or it says, no. Tos says, maybe Yushalmi, you mean Yushalmi the brachos, Am Rabbi Abba Shem Rav, Misubim Asum with Om Ad Sheyitom Amvarich, that the guest can't taste until the person, the bracha guy, tastes. Rabbi Shu Ben Lemi Omer, Shosin Avapi Shalo Shasab. He says there, like, no, they can drink even though the guy didn't drink yet. Gemara says, Lo Pligi, right, they don't argue. Mad Am Rabbi Abba, Kishu Kulan Zukugin Lakos. He says, the difference is whether or not the guest, the person listening, has his own cup. So Tosfos is going to say, if everybody else is taking, if you're pouring out the kos and giving to everybody else, no one's allowed to drink from your kos until you drink first. But if you have your own kos in front of you, then you can drink your kos as soon as the kiddush is over. That's what he says. He says, Mada Amar Rabbi Abba Kishai Kulan Zukukun Lakos Echad. Mada Amar Rabbi Shua Kishai Kol Echad Kosu Biyado. Well, Mashmanamim ain't Kosu Biyado. And you see from here, if you don't have your own kos, Afilu Shafach Mikos Bracha Lakos Zacherim, Ein Lem Litum Achiyetam Mavarech. If you're pouring out, you have to wait. Usually you're supposed to pour out. You say pour out, you take a drink. I mean, you can drink it from the cups also, but not everybody likes your germs on their wine. So you pour out a little bit, you drink, and then pass it around. Avakashayesh Lakol Echad ain't Zarech Lahamtim. And that's what this guy was bending over to drink. The Gemara Tosfos says, No idea, you don't have to pour from the kos that the bracha is made on to all the other cups, if they're there before. I think the idea is that they have to be filled or poured before you start the kiddush, because then it becomes a kiddush cup. Fine. That's another sugya. Okay. Next, Amri b'nei Rav Chiya. Oh, another sugya is, why is it called Kiddush Rabba? Just to find it here. Give me a sec. Kiddush Rabba. So, just It's Rabbi. It was Ravashi over here. It's not Kiddush de Rabba, but that's cute. Okay. He quotes the She'iltos here. Right, they could be Lashon Saginar, right? Oh, okay, here, Rambam says, Rambam holds a mitzvah levarich al yayin, Rambam hilchot Shabbos, Perikot Tes, says, mitzvah levarich al yayin, biyom ha-Shabbos, kodem sheyiso to the shniyah, you have to make kiddush before the second meal, v'zeh shenikra kiddusha rabba, that's what it's called, the great kiddush. And he says, mevarich or piyagafen, dolvad, v'shoseh v'achakak gidlo yodav, v'yiso, okay, make kiddush, wash, eat. V'asol ala adam sheyitam kulam kolam mishikadesh, he says, now let it taste anything before kiddush. He says all the trappings of Kiddush at night apply to Kiddush of the day. Kiddush Makom Suda, you know, taste the drink beforehand. The Ravid goes, what are you talking about? Great line, the Ravid. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, b'chayai roshi, b'chayai, in my life, I've never heard this. There's no source. If he's making this up as logic, I've never heard worse logic in my life. I love the way they speak to each other. Ulefisha kro kedusha rabba yatzalo ve'eno klum. Why? Because he calls it kedusha rabba, he thinks it's the same din. He says no. Shakvar niskadosh yom kinasaso al yaim kodesh ilu bad kadesh biyom alapas milo mekadesh. So he says, It's just Kedusha Rabba. You're not ready to eat low Kaddish Belayla Kamar. He says it's not Kedusha Rabba. Rambam sees the whole Kedusha Rabba means it has the same, even though it's a small Kiddush, it has the same status as a nighttime Kiddush. That's why they give it the name Kedusha Rabba, to raise its status. Right? Correct. That's what the Rambam says. The Ravid's good, but that makes sense with the Rambam, who holds that the day Kiddush has all the trappings of the night Kiddush. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says you don't have to make Kiddush Makom Suda during the day. He says you don't have to have. You can eat before the Kiddush. So why is it called Kedusha Rabba? So that's maybe it's Lashon Saginar. It's something sarcastic because it's such a small bracha. But the idea that the Ravid says that you're allowed to eat before you make Kiddush, so people use that sometimes as a smach that you don't have to make Kiddush Makom Suda. A lot of times we make Kiddush and we have a whole meal, we sit down. On whole nother sugya, what that Rambam Ravid is how you can have a Kiddush without having Suda. I think that was that sugya number 3 or 4 that comes up today.
Some of the day, they tell me why making a barbecue up in the Kaddish something if there's nothing before or after it that tells you what you're doing in Kaddish.
Correct, it's sugya number 5. Okay, I think we mentioned that one, but yeah, that's correct. All right, Amri Rabbi Chiya said, someone doesn't make Abdullah on Motzei Shabbos, Mavdil v'Holich Mechol Shabbos Kulo. We can make Abdullah the entire week. So we can limit that. The Ad Kama, what does that mean, the entire week? Ad Kama, Amr B'Zeira, Ad Yom Revi Shabbos. You can make Abdullah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So you're number 6 or 7, making Kiddush Abdullah during the week. How does that work? Is it a Tashlumim? Is there a Chiyuv? How does that work? Another sugya. So he says it links it up to Tuesday night. Kiha, and similar to the following case, and some say Rav Asi kamed Rav Yochanan, that Rav Asi was sitting before Rav Yochanan, and they sat and they said, when it came to Gittin, Chad b'Shapta, Utrei, Utlasa, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Basra Shabsa. They go after the previous Shabbos. We'll see what this is. Arba v'cham shema aliyoma kami shabsa, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are considered before Shabbos. So the Rashbam says, what's the case? The case is l'inyan gitin, the third to last line. Im amra la hareze gitech al menash titni li 200 zuz achar Shabbos. This is your get if you give me 200 zuz after Shabbos. So she has Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday to give him the 200 zuz. If she gives it on Wednesday, it's not considered after Shabbos anymore. And also, if he says al menash titni li kodem Shabbos, you can get, this is your get if you give me 200 zuz before Shabbos. So if she gives it to him on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, that's considered before Shabbos. So that's just like, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday goes after the previous Shabbos, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is for the prior Shabbos, the following Shabbos. Therefore, you can make Abdullah the whole week after Shabbos, which is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Right. What about eating?
I mean, what about what?
If you can't eat until you said Abdullah, does that mean you have to go till...
That's another sugya. So another sugya that comes up. What happens if maybe you're onus on Motzei Shabbos? So does that mean you don't have to make it up? Meaning, is the makeup, your question is a valid question, and I make another question. Is the fact that you can make Kiddush the rest of the week stem from the fact that it's a makeup of the of what you missed? Therefore, if you're a putter, you don't have to make it up? Or is there a chiyuv to make Avdallah the entire week up to Wednesday, so that if you missed it on Saturday night, you're still obligated on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? What if you, how can you eat if you didn't make Avdallah? Okay? Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Avalo ala or. If you're making Havdalah during the week, not a Motzei Shabbos, you don't make the bracha of Bori Merer Eish. And Rashbam says, Im lo berech ala ner Bori Merer Eish be Motzei Shabbos, shum einu mevarech. Mor gives no reason. The Rashbam says, kach nir li tam adavar why, ki tam nir b'makom shenagu. We learned it in the fourth part. Eim mevarechum bo ela bilel Motzei Shabbos, hol v'tlis b'yosehu. Because that's when Eish was made. The whole reason why we make Borim Eish on Motzei Shabbos is because the idea that Adam discovered Eish on Motzei Shabbos. So if it's not Motzei Shabbos anymore, then you don't make the Borim Eish. What about Pesamim? Why doesn't mention Pesamim? Right, Pesamim is the whole thing. So the Neshama Yisera, then maybe do you still have to remember the Neshama Yisera on Tuesday? So what's the story with that? Amarav Bruna Amarav. Next big sugya. Amarav Bruna Amarav. Hanotel Yadav Lo Yikadish. Someone who washes his hands right before Kiddush, he should not make Kiddush. Right? Notel Yadav Lo Yikadesh. And it says, Lechein Amar Vada Rava, Amar Rav, Notel Yadav Lo Yikadesh. So what's going on here? Rashbam says, what? So what, we're not done yet. The Yekis are going to be so much in time. There are about 6 Shitos in Rishonim how to learn this next couple of lines. Let's read the Rashbam, to put that in our halachas daf yomi. If we're not learning Rashi, But we're learning Rashbam. You have to learn Pshat in the Gemara like the Rashbam. Right? We always say you have to learn Rashi, but okay. So Rashbam says as follows: Nato Yadav Lo Yikadesh. Guy washes his hands before he made Kiddush. What should he do? So he shouldn't make Kiddush. Rashbam says Ella Achar Yikadesh. He should listen for somebody else. V'hu Yetzei Yidecho Vaso B'Shmiya V'Shtiya. And he'll be Yotzei with the other person making Kiddush, hearing them and having that other person drink. Why? As if someone else says it, the Einkan Hesech Hadas. There's no Hesech Hadas. Rashbam says this whole sugya has to do with Hesech Hadas, right? Einkan Hesech Hadas me'achar shehu atzmo ein mavarech, because he's not making the bracha. Aval hu atzmo ol yikadosh im nosol yadav yadav. But he himself should not make kiddush if he washes his hands. Kidei sheyochal asmach netila tilifnei kiddush. The kiddush masik ben netila achila, because kiddush will be a hefsek if he says kiddush. It'll be a hefsek between his washing and the eating of the hamotzi. V'havik hefsek hadas. Ubay netila achrisay. He'll need another netila basar kiddusha. The takeef netila sedayim seuda. It has to be right away. Which will kiddush lo bay netila. Fine. So that's what he says. That's according to Rav Bruna. But Amalei Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Akati lo nach nashi derav shachnim l'shemaytasei. Right. Rav hasn't even died, and you're ready for getting his halacha. What are you doing? He says, wait, Zimnin Sagi Havi Kameni Karav, sometimes it's by Rav, and Zimnin Chavivle Rifta Mekadish Rifta, sometimes when I was by Rav, he would make Kiddush on bread, right, because he was hungry, he would make Kiddush on bread, Zimnin Chavivle Achamra Mekadish Achamra, and sometimes he preferred wine, and he would make Kiddush on wine. So you see from here that sometimes he would be Mekadish on bread, you see that you can wash, right, you can wash, make Kiddush, and then do the Hamotzi. So the kiddush itself is not a hefsek between the washing and the achila. So it shouldn't be a problem. It's not such a complete comparison, because the Rishonim point out, well, there he had in Eldas right away that he was going to make kiddush on the bread. So he already had that in mind, the kiddush would be a hefsek hadas. If you washed initially thinking you're going to make kiddush on wine, and now you have to make, and then you wash, now you make kiddush on wine, maybe that kiddush is a hefsek, because that doesn't have to do with the bread. Okay, there are lots of shitas in Rishonim, but just to give you the yekis, because Mati pointed out, there's a Tosos here that says the Rabbeinu Tam says that you're not mekadesh al pas klal. You can't make kiddush on bread at all. No such thing as make kiddush al pas. So what's this whole idea of that Rav that Rav was washing first? Rav was washing, right, making kiddush and then making hamotzi right away. That's the way the Yekis do it. That's their source. Okay, so that's sugya number 7, number 8. Kiddush on bread, the order of making kiddush, that's another sugya. Okay? Next. Amar Rav Huna Amarav. Ta'am Eino Mekadesh. Let's say, comes Friday night, person makes a mistake, and he eats before kiddush. Can he now make kiddush? Sugya of Ta'am Eino Mekadesh. Why wouldn't you be? Because maybe you say that the idea is more, philosophically, that the idea of kiddush is that you have to sanctify the day with the kiddush, and the sanctification only comes about before you eat. Because you have to set aside this meal as being something for Shabbos. If you jump the gun, you lose out on the ability to do that sanctification. So, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Ta'am, if you ate something before Kiddush at night, right, even by mistake, Ein HaMekadesh. You can't make Kiddush anymore. Baimei Rav China Bar China Mer Rav Huna, Rav China Bar China asked Rav Huna, Ta'am Ma'u She'avyo. What if you made a mistake and you ate before Havdalah? Meaning you got past Shkiyah, the Shal Shuddis, and you didn't eat, and you weren't supposed to eat anymore, and then you ate. Can you still make Havdalah? So Amr Leh, Ani Omer, Rav Huna says, I say, Ta'am Mavdil, that if you taste something, you still can make Havdalah, and you don't have to be Machmir Havdalah like you are by Kiddush. Rav Asi Omer, no, Ta'am Eino Mavdil. Same idea, Kiddush and Havdalah, the same idea. What's it, why is Kiddush and Havdalah the same idea? Maybe they're bookends to Shabbos. You have to take Mekadesh Shabbos in the beginning, Mekadesh Shabbos at the end, so they have the same status as bookends. Maybe Havdalah is different. Another sugya. So Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Ikul Lebei Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba went to the house of Rav Asi. Again, Rav Asi said that if you eat something, you can't make Havdalah. So Ishtulei V'tan Midi. So Rav Yirmiyah forgot, and he ate something before Havdalah. And then Havalei Kosav Avdil. And then he brought out a cup, and he made Havdalah. So in Rav Asi's house. So Amalei Dibisayu, so Rav Asi's wife said to Rav Asi, Bahalo Marlo Avihachi, that's not your minhag. You don't do that. Why are you letting him do that? We don't do that. We, if we tasted, do not make Havdalah. So Amarlo, Rav Asi says back to her, Shavke, leave him alone, Kirabi Sfirle. He holds like his Rebbe. I guess that said that, maybe like Rav, that Rav said that tam is mavdil. You can still make the taste. Again, what's the reason? Now the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Shmuel. Rav Yosef says in the name of Shmuel, ta'am eino mekadesh. If you tasted something before Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush. Ta'am eino mavdil. Taste something before Abdullah, you can't make Abdullah. The Rabba Amar, Rabba says in the name of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rabba Amar, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, this was Rav Yosef in the name of Shmuel. Now it's Rabba saying that it's Rav Nachman's in the name of Shmuel, that no, ta'am mekadesh. If you tasted something, you still make Kiddush. You don't lose your opportunity. You made a mistake. You did bad, you did the wrong thing, because you're supposed to make Kiddush and then eat, but you still can sanctify the meal with making Kiddush. So ta'am mekadesh, ta'am mavdil. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilchasa l'alacha is, ta'am mekadesh, if you taste it before Kiddush, you're allowed to still make Kiddush. Ta'am mavdil, if you taste more Abdullah, you're still allowed to make Abdullah. Umish lo Kiddush be'erev Shabbos, and someone who doesn't make Kiddush at night, for whatever reason, who's onus, on the hatzalah call, he's in the surgery, he's doing something, he wasn't making Kiddush on Friday night, mekadesh l'holakolim kulo. He can still make that Kiddush the whole night. Points out over here in the note, or maybe it's Rashbam. Kol Shabbos kulo, Rashi says, Kid amaron le'el, oh, that's on Havdalah. No, Kol Shabbos, Kid amaron le'el ad yom revi. I guess you have till Wednesday, I guess. I guess, but you don't make, and he points out here, he says, quotes the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, that if you're going later, you don't say Vayichulu, because Vayichulu is only said Friday night, because that's Vayichulu Shemayim Varetz, it's not part of Kiddush, really. It's just testimony about Bria Sa'olam, and that's only Friday night, because that's when Hashem stopped doing the Malacha. Okay, so, and he says, Mekan Shulchan Kulo, Ad Motzei Shabbos, until Motzei Shabbos. Umishlo Hibdil B'motzei Shabbos, someone doesn't make Abdullah B'motzei Shabbos, Mavdil B'holeich Kol Shabbos Kulam. He could go the entire Shabbos. So if Abdullah, according to this, if you miss Kiddush at night, you have till Motzei Shabbos to make Kiddush. If you miss Abdullah, you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. A Mamer, Pasachal HaShemite, the Rabbah HaLishna, a Mamer changes it a little bit and says as follows, Amar Rava, Rava said, Hilchus HaLach is Tam Mekadesh, that's the same. If you taste, you can still make Kiddush. Tam Mavdil, if you taste, you can still make Abdullah, that's the same. Mishlo Kiddush be'erev Shabbos, if you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, Mekadesh HaHol HaKolim Kulo, you have until Motzei Shabbos to make Kiddush, that's all the same. Fourth halacha is a difference, Mishlo Hibdil Motzei Shabbos, who doesn't make Abdullah on Motzei Shabbos, Mavdi B'Hol HaKolim Kulo, you only have Sunday to make Kiddush, as opposed to the previous statement, you have till Tuesday, you'll have all Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, so we'll stop here again, which I think there's like 9 sugyos that we came up that you can discuss. We'll stop here, pick up tomorrow, everybody have an excellent day.